Did Lord Aaron say anything to you during his final hours? Picel wrinkled his brow. In the last stages of his fever, the hand called out the name Robert several times, but whether he was asking for his son or for the king I could not say. Lady Lysa would not permit the boy to enter the sick room for fear that he too might be taken ill. The king did come, and he sat beside the bed for hours, talking and joking of times long past, in hopes of raising Lord John's spirits. His love was fierce to see. Was there nothing else? No final words? When I saw that all hope had fled, I gave the hand the milk of the poppy, so he should not suffer. Just before he closed his eyes for the last time, he whispered something to the king and his lady wife, a blessing for his son. "The seed is strong," he said. At the end, his speech was too slurred to comprehend. Death did not come until the next morning, but Lord John was at peace after that. He never spoke again.
Ned took another swallow of milk, trying not to gag on the sweetness of it. "Did it seem to you that there was anything unnatural about Lord Aaron's death?"
"Unnatural?"
The aged maester's voice was thin as a whisper.
"No, I could not say so. Sad, for a certainty, yet in its own way, death is the most natural thing of all, Lord Eddard. John Aaron rests easy now, his burdens lifted at last."
"This illness that took him," said Ned, "have you ever seen its like before in other men?"